KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Durban businessman says he'll launch an appeal after the Electoral Commission turned down his application to register a new political party known as the Islamic State of Africa. Fahad Huma, who was once at the centre of a now-withdrawn terrorism case, announced plans last month to start a new party which he said would advocate for Sharia law in South Africa. The IEC rejected his application on three grounds. Among other things, it said it had received over 200 objections to the application and Huma hadn't supplied enough information on voters who'd registered their support. The businessman says he's disappointed.
We have done everything to the book according to what the IEC requested of us. All the signatures was obtained legally and lawfully, informing the public about the new party, calling for Sharia law, freeing all of mankind from injustice and slavery. We've already started preparing the appeal, and we believe that our explanation for their reasonings will make everything clear.
KZN Human Settlements says it's purchased a 33 million rand facility to accommodate flood victims in the province. The announcement comes days after more than 100 people were evicted from a Durban hotel. They were kicked out after the department failed to settle an outstanding bill. A decision was taken to move the victims to a temporary facility. Speaking at a media briefing yesterday, MEC Siboni Suduma said that the Montclair Lodge was bought from Transnet back in May. He says they'll no longer use private facilities for temporary emergency accommodation.
Contractor will be appointed immediately upon receipt of the basic assessment. A minimum of 35 million will be set aside for refurbishment, while 4.2 million has been made available for the basic assessment. It is anticipated that some flood victims will take occupation in the lodge during the month of December this year or January 2026. Our plan is to ensure that we are ready for heavy rainfall and flooding associated with summer season.
He says traditional leaders in the Etegweni municipality have also agreed to make land available for families affected by the floods. Officials in Gaza say more than 40 Palestinians, including children, have been killed by Israeli strikes at a water distribution point. Civil defense authorities say the group had gathered at a refugee camp to fill water containers when a drone struck. Israel's military has acknowledged the airstrike and admitted there had been a technical error in its pursuit of a target in central Gaza. Meanwhile, talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to have stalled. Delegations have spent a week trying to agree on a temporary truce to halt 21 months of devastating fighting in the Strip. And finally, French police say they've tracked down a prisoner who escaped in a fellow inmate's laundry bag. The hunt for the 20-year-old began on Saturday after the cellmate, who just finished serving his sentence, was released the day before. Authorities found him emerging from a cellar near the city of Lyon this morning. His fellow prisoner and accomplice hasn't yet been caught. Our lead story, a Durban businessman says he'll launch an appeal after the Electoral Commission turned down his application to register a new political party known as the Islamic State of Africa. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.